Hello, good evening. Welcome back to my episode again. Yeah, how are you all doing? And how have you been? What's happening? Really, a lot has been trending and I have been quiet and silent. It's not that I've disappeared, but I'm actually here. So yeah. So many gist on the table. I don't even know how to spill it. But hey, today I want to talk about domestic violence. When we talk about domestic violence, we're going to start talking about a man, literally in an African society or in the world generally. When you say domestic violence, is people always refer it to a man beating up a woman. A man always beating up a woman in the home. Yeah. So, but then, seriously speaking, a lot has really sparked up of recently in the society, in Nigeria, in Africa, and in the world, where we have seen trends of women not only just in the society who are nothing, but women who are something, women who are even celebrities, are coming out to speak on how they have experienced violence in their marriages, or how they have been violated by their partner in the marriage which they are in. And this really is really causing a lot of chaos. And people have been sharing their opinion, people have been sharing their view regarding all the issue from Sister Osinachi's issue. And recently there is a woman who is a theologian in TCNN, that's Theological College of Northern Nigeria in Jos, who also, her daughter came up to share the story of her mother, or the experience of her mother in her father's house, who is even, you can't imagine that, like a well-respected woman in the community and in the society. When you talk about women in theology, we in Nigeria, she's rated the fifth person, or she's among the first five people which people look up to as an example. And we literally get to understand that most of these women are in the marriage not because they want to be in the marriage, but because they want to protect the image of the church. They want to protect the image of their father, who is also a reverend, or the father who is in one way or the other a leader in the church, or their husband who is a leader in the church, or they are leaders in the church. Not looking at themselves, not considering how they feel, how can I survive this, how do I get over this situation and everything. Osinachi did not survive to share her own story. But let me say this to you, when I read the story of that woman from TCNN Jos, when I tell you that this man has beat this woman more than 4 or 5 times, where she has lost her babies, you know, packing up blood and everything, and his sisters are there and watching this happen. In fact, the sister, the daughter said the sister was even sitting in the sitting room watching television while the father beat her mother, and all she could do is just say, just look at the mother and then snub it all, mind her business, and walk away. That's terrible. You see this thing called marriage. For me, I just feel it's not meant for everybody. But if you find yourself in it, please move. Go in and be positive about it. But I just want to say this to anybody who is going to listen to this podcast today. If you're not happy in your marriage and you think prayers will actually solve it, my dear, sometimes prayer doesn't solve it. God have already given you the wisdom and the common sense to be able to be rational. When it leads to a point where there is violence and is life-threatening, you don't need someone to tell you. You need to walk away. Those children, you feel you need to stay back for them. If you stay there, you will die, just like Osinachi. She died. Now, who will take care of the children? The children, she decided to stay back just to protect them. Now, who will take care of those children? It's a deep question and it's a deep thought. If today Osinachi would have walked out of that marriage, today she would survive to take care of her children. For me, I just feel The church needs to address this issue. Not everybody is a saint. Yeah, we know that. But when there is violence in the marriage, please encourage the women to comfort and say it. And if it is life-threatening, please let them walk away. So also the men. If you feel your wife is domesticating you, beating you and everything, and you feel you can't stay in the marriage, come out and speak out. Walk away. There's no reason for you claiming you're a man while you're dying. We all just need the right partners to survive. And when we just feel it is not just right, please, everybody should go its separate ways. There's no need to pretend for long and then come back and when someone is killed and everybody will come on social media and be shouting and be saying so many things. Let's encourage our children. Let's tell our ladies. Let's just tell ourselves the truth. We need to understand what is called marriage. Marriage is not a do or die affair, even though the Bible says, let death do you apart with each other. But when your partner wants to take your life, my dear, you don't need someone to tell you that. You need to walk away. You need to walk away. And come on, you don't need to be desperate to get married. At least from outside, you can know what your partner can do and what your partner cannot do. When I had this woman said all the gifts she got from her husband for 30 years, or is it for 35 years, was just two wrapper and something like that she mentioned, I felt disappointed. So why did you marry me if you can't take care of me? Why did you marry me if you can't feed me? Why did you marry me if you cannot provide, you cannot clothe me, you cannot shelter me? Now, most men are threatened by strong women. When you feel this woman is too strong for you to handle, walk away. And when you feel you need to keep this woman, keep her. Stronger women or strong women are just normal person everybody knows in the society. Just know her mumu button now. Haba, comrade. Just know the mumu button. Just know where to press and it will just, you know, pull her down and calm her down. But my dear, oh my dear lovely listeners, you don't need a society to tell you when to leave and you don't need a society to tell you when to stay. I'm not encouraging divorce. In any way, I am not. But all I'm saying is, when it's life-threatening, walk away, please. Even in a common boyfriend and girlfriend relationship, it is not a do-or-die affair. Leave. It's your life. God have a purpose and God have a destiny for your life. So why do you have to stay and then get it all wrong and then come back to say, oh, I need to make it right? Anyway, hope I didn't get so much emotional and, you know, talk too much. And I just hope my opinion or my view regarding this whole domestic violence happening all over the world and all over, everybody just get it all right and, you know, get to fix up things and just know what is right for you, please. There's no need for you to rush into any marriage. Just wait. When it's time, it happened. When it's not time, just stay back, relax, so you don't fall a victim. Or your life should not be cut short in this world just because you want to feel married. And those things you want to protect in marriage, just know this, that when you are dead, those things will still be there. And so who will take care of it? Isn't it better you survive to take care of it? I love you guys. And, you know, I just wished we could just understand this fact and know what is really important for us and what is not really important for us. Thank you very much. And watch out for another episode, which definitely I'll be inviting someone in so we could talk about this and then see how we could encourage each other to overcome this present predicament and present situation going on, because literally we really understand that many women who are in the church or many women who are religious in the society are actually going through a lot, and because of the religion standard or the religious activities of their husbands or their own activities, they can't come out to speak out on what they are going through. Thank you very much. See you next time on another podcast. Good night.